Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It is right now 8 o'clock Central Time with your latest update. We do have an update. Wind still 150 miles an hour. The pressure dropping just a little bit to 937 millibars, signifying still a very strong hurricane. Catastrophic event underway with this storm surge, the rain, the wind. You add it all up together, just some big impacts for portions of Texas into Louisiana and eventually stretching well northward. So the latest information that we have, looking at the radar, you can see that pronounced eye, that eye wall with a convection rotating around the center. This is the Lake Charles radar right here. That's Lake Charles. You can see the information there. Latest we have right now about 95 miles south of Lake Charles. This system is moving north-northwest at 15 miles an hour. So inching ever so closer to the coastline right there at the Texas-Louisiana line, and just going to be some significant impacts. Let's look at the latest information that we have, the last forecast. You start looking at the large expanse. I mean, you saw that radar, you saw how large this storm is. Take the center here, 60 miles away from that center, you can still see hurricane force winds, 205 miles away from that center, especially in that northeast quadrant. You can see the tropical storm force winds, just a significant event. Landfall going to be tonight and into early tomorrow morning. We're going to be watching for that closely. However, it's good not to concentrate just on that center point, because these impacts are well outside the center. By 1 p.m. on Thursday, the northern part of Louisiana around Shreveport, still a tropical storm. And then even with time moving into Arkansas by 1 a.m. Friday, still a tropical storm. So the winds, and you put the rainfall on top of it, you can have trees down, power outages in any one of these areas, not just on the coast, but well inland through East Texas, portions of Louisiana, even up into Arkansas. 5 to 8 inches, even 10 inches, and even some places could get 15 inches of rain. Look at these values in here from East Texas, Louisiana, up into Arkansas, significant amounts of rainfall. And that could cause flash flooding, especially with getting some of this rain at night. Just a dangerous situation. Just important not to be on the roads. Turn around, don't drown, and just stay off the roadways. Have a safe place to be during this event. Extremely dangerous storm surge. Unsurvivable totals here. These amounts are just incredible. Right above the ground, some areas. You look, Sabine Lake, Sea Rim State Park, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge predicted all the way over. You start getting into Vermilion Bay, 8 to 12, but back over to Intercoastal City, over towards the Texas line, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge. And even within that, you start seeing values. Johnson Bayou, Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge. That is extremely dangerous. We've been talking about it all day and how everybody needs to have their safe place. Hopefully everybody got out of here. That's what we've been talking about, how dangerous this is. And you see the inward extent, inland, all these bayous, all these rivers that normally drain the rain out. We're going to push that storm surge in those same channels and spread it out all over the place. And you start thinking about Interstate 10, north of Lake Charles, back over to Beaumont. Some of that storm surge is going to reach north of I-10 there in the Calcasieu River Basin, and that's just north of I-10. Very dangerous situation. So even if you're not on the coast here, you're still not out of danger, as a lot of the storm surge is going to push so far inland. So this has been the latest update on Hurricane Laura from the National Hurricane Center.